Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Claim and Protect by Rena Morgan. Performed by John Lane. Chapter 1. Any bar owner in Dallas's Deep Ellum district would be tickled shitless with the light crowd on a dreary October weeknight. But seeing more than half the tables of his own pub occupied, and both bartenders knocking out non-stop drink orders, that was a thing of beauty. Not too shabby for a college dropout. But then if there was one thing Trevor Raines had learned from his brothers in the last 10 years, it was that the right focus and a little ingenuity made anything attainable. Beside him, Jace Kennedy leaned into the Brotherhood's reserved table and motioned with scotch in hand at Trevor's newest waitress across the room. "That one's a hustler." Trevor followed his gaze in time to witness said hustler sidle up to one of the oversized corner booths with a drink-laden tray balanced on one palm. She was a little thing, 5'1" at best, and couldn't weigh more than 120 sopping wet, but she had a smokin', curvy body to go with her girl-next-door charm, a combination he'd known right away would be a hit with a man. Normally, that kind of combo would have made hiring her a no-brainer, even with her lack of experience. But for some reason, the idea of men hitting on Natalie Jordan non-stop had tweaked him hard enough he damn near turned her down. "Just hired her a few weeks ago," he said. "Basically told me she'd be the best waitress I ever had if I gave her a chance." It had been the desperation behind her vow that had tipped the scales and made him offer the position. So far, she'd made good on her claim. In fact, for a woman who'd never taken a drink order in her life, she'd acclimated to her new job a whole lot better than he'd anticipated. "Gotta love a woman with spunk," Jay said. Another of their Haven brothers, Zeke Dugan, nursed his bohemia vice and studied Natalie over the rim. "She looks familiar." "Wouldn't surprise me," Trevor said. "Since I was just hiring for a waitress, Knox only ran a cursory background check. He still turned up an experienced RN license she hadn't put on her application. Was a long time ago, though." Zeke nodded. "Yeah, that's gotta be it. But she didn't work down in trauma with me. I'd remember that swagger." Zeke's fiancée, Gabe, looked up from the wedding magazine anchored between her and Jace's wife, Viv, and smacked him on the shoulder. "You're weeks away from being a married man. You're not supposed to appreciate another woman's swagger anymore." "Didn't say I appreciated it, Katinia. I said I'd have remembered it." He snatched her hand before Viv could drag her back into all things wedding dresses and cakes, kissed her knuckles, and grinned. "I'll take your leisurely strut to a power walk any day." Trevor reclined against his seat back and considered his newest hire while she worked, an act he'd caught himself doing a little more often than he'd like to admit with her being an employee. Defining the way Natalie moved as a power walk was a little harsh. Yeah, she got from point A to point B without a whole lot of dilly-dallying, but it didn't diminish the subtle sway of her hips or the way her body flowed from one task to another, fluid and smooth like a full river after a heavy rain. Done with handing out drinks, Natalie wove through her section, eyes sharp and checking for needed refills. The soft mini-lights strung across the ceiling cast her pixie features in an easy glow, and the standard-issue tank top with the den's logo showcased one hell of a rack. One he'd already caught a whole host of men eyeballing, and that made him seriously consider outfitting her in an oversized t-shirt. She just about made it back to the arched opening that led to the main bar when she slid her phone out of her back pocket, checked the screen, and hurried out of sight. "Damn it," he murmured, before he knocked back the last of his beer. "There a problem?" Jace asked. "Probably." Despite how good she'd worked out on the floor and the pure joy of watching her move, there were some bad habits he couldn't overlook. "Fucking cell phones. I told her they're off limits while she's working, and I've busted her with the thing twice tonight." "Could just be checking the time," Zeke said. "And if she's taking care of her people, what's the harm? If you were with a patient, would you text?" Zeke chuckled. "Point taken, but then I don't have time to text when someone's bleeding out all over the ER's floor." "With your attention span, you'd probably try." Jace spun the toothpick anchored at the corner of his mouth with his tongue and focused on Trevor. "Don't jump the gun on your new girl too quick. Could have been a misunderstanding on her part. If she's doing all right otherwise, talk to her first, unless you're in a big hurry to start interviewing again." "Hell no."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?